This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. Every Saturday, a group of young people meets in a small backyard bike shop called Colectivolo in East Oakland. They go there to work on scraper bikes, brightly colored Franken bikes with tall, skinny wheels stuck onto small BMX frames. The bikes are descendants of scraper cars, the tricked-out old sedans made popular in Oakland in the 1980s that sit low on their wheels and scrape the ground when they drive around. The two-wheeled versions of this trend started cropping up in East Oakland in 2007 after Tyrone Stevenson, a.k.a. the Scraper Bike King, released a music video glorifying the colorful DIY rides.
Moving on my scraper bike, I'm cruising on my scraper bike. My scraper bike go hard, I don't need no cord. Smashing on my scraper bike.
The bikes are a way for people who can't afford cars or are too young for a driver's license to take part in a culture that's a point of pride in their city. They're also a way to get exercise, hang with friends, and stay safe, as KALW's Audrey Dilling reports.
I'm peeking through an open doorway at the end of a narrow alley off of International Boulevard.
Some lady here.
Hi there. I'm looking for Reggie. RB.
RB.
Those are initials I'll hear shouted out a lot today. They stand for Reggie Burnett. He's the leader here. He's one of the early scraper bike riders. He's 25 now, but remembers riding bikes as a kid growing up in East Oakland.
We all got in trouble, but riding bikes kept me out of trouble. So it prevented me from joining gangs or being a drug dealer or any bad things.
RB leads me through a small workshop where bike frames hang from the ceiling and tire tubes cover the ground. Then we emerge out onto a small patch of grass. It's hot out and the sky is bright blue. The sound of music and vacuums blaring from the car wash next door mixes with the banging of tools.
Oh, the banging noise you hear, it's the retrofitting of scraperizing bikes.
About 15 young boys and teenagers buzz around the yard, doing what RB calls
bringing greenery to the scenery.
RB says that means they're brightening up the neighborhood. In one corner, a kid in a red and black track jacket is spray painting the wheels of his bike red in front of a red rose bush. Others are banging seat posts together or sifting through buckets of spare parts. RB says building bikes builds creativity in the kids.
Once they're more creative, it gives them a better way of thinking. They think more positive and they make better decisions.
12-year-old DeAndre Daly is working on what he calls a donk, a BMX frame with tall, skinny road bike tires on it.
It's a donk, and I'm putting a full face on it.
What does that mean?
It's one you just put tape all over your room.
It's tape foil that you're putting all over the spokes there?
Mm-hmm.
When the spokes are totally covered, Daly will spray paint it over. Color is big here. These bikes are bright. Nearby, 12-year-old CJ Johnson is working on a blue, white, and silver sparkling Schwinn three-wheeler. How often do you come to this bike shop?
Every Saturday.
Yeah, why?
Something wrong with our bikes, then we could fix it. Come fix it ourselves.
Or
you can just ask for help, somebody to help you.
16-year-old Chuck Davis takes the bus here from San Lorenzo, two cities away, because he says there's not really anywhere else like it.
It's nice. Nobody really argue like that. Nobody argue at all, really. Everybody get along, share parts.
Without this place, 16-year-old Javon Brantley says there
wouldn't be nothing to do. People be stuck at home, causing trouble, getting in trouble, in and out of jail probably.
Some of the kids brought bikes, or parts of them, to the shop today. Others started with the donated frames and parts they found here. RB says sometimes he goes out on his bike with a big trailer looking for discarded parts around the neighborhood. He also puts up flyers asking for donations.
We don't want money. We want bike parts to make another bike out of the spare bike parts.
And bikes they make.
I had about like 8 kids come today without bikes, and then today they're going to leave with a bike and a smile on their face.
Those smiles come with just one condition.
My thing is, go to school. That's all you got to do. Go to school, and then they welcome to come every weekend. If they teacher or their parents feel as if they lacking in school, then I put them on a probation period where they got to go to school and they got to bring back a progress report specifically for the scraper bike team.
Now, RB isn't these kids' dad. He's not a teacher. He doesn't even get paid to run this group. He's just a guy who cares whether these kids have something to do on the weekends.
Just to see a kid happy and out of trouble, like, it's a good feeling.
At the end of the day, the final coats of paint dry while kids work on last-minute repairs.
The chain too tight. One. For one.
I know, that's tight. Way too tight.
Every Saturday ends the same way.
We usually all ride together. We come as a group, we leave as a group, work as one unit.
You see a white pitcher on third? Pitch your bike on third. Because when we ride in one line and you go on third gear, you all going at the same speed. When we ride, by the way, we ride in single file line. And the reason we ride in single file line is because we got a leader that lead the line. And then most of the time, if I'm not leading the line, I'm riding sweep in the back of the line. And so riding sweep is that the person in the front, if he signal left, I signal left. And I keep a barricade between the kids and the cars.
A train of neon bikes with shiny wheels snakes its way back through the shop, over the tire tubes, and down the alley out onto International Boulevard.
Do you guys mind if I ride with you?
One by one, the bikes take off, down the sidewalk and around the corner. It's not exactly single file after that. It's more like a flying V, you know, like watching migrating birds. The colorful bikes zigzag back and forth across all the lanes. Nobody's wearing a helmet, but still...
I do feel totally safe with you guys.
Man, it's a different kind of ride, too.
RB says the drivers in this neighborhood have started getting used to them. If they see one bright bike, they know to expect a lot more. Riding together.
Take over the streets of Oakland with a positive heart.
Taking over the streets of Oakland with a positive heart. In Oakland, I'm Audrey Dilling for Cross Currents.